Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to KingScottRadioTV.com, featuring At My Father's Table here in Cumberland, Maryland. We are going to have a Bible study, a sermon, and some philosophical points of view all mixed into one. Today is the first day of the month, and it is Sunday. So sit back and enjoy yourself, listen, and learn about the Word of God. Today, my beloved, we're going to be learning from the Holy Bible, the New Century Version of the Word of God. So we're going to start right off, ladies and gentlemen, and just give you some preliminary information about what we're going to be talking about, what our sermon topic is going to be, what the Bible study is going to be focused on, and we want you to feel comfortable in knowing that you're getting it straight from the source of God. So when we talk about the versions of the Bible, you have the King James Version, you have the New Standard Version. There are different versions written about how God presented the Holy Word. But in reality, ladies and gentlemen, my beloveds, there's only one real thing. It's all led by Jesus Christ. And as long as that name is in the text that you read, you should feel a comfortability. Don't let no one confuse you about the Word of God. Check for yourself. We always suggest that here at My Father's Table. And we want you to know that all of us fall short of the glory of God. So we can say things that we may not mean. We can do things that we should not do. We all fall short. That goes from the pastor all the way down to the janitor, to the person who makes sure that the things are organized in our treasury, the chairman of the board. It could be a deacon board. It could just be a board of collective people. But it all falls under the Word of Jesus Christ. So let's start there. Let's get that straightened out so you know that this is straight from the source. So I'm going to kick this text off in Matthew 16:18, where it says, Simon Peter answered, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." I said it right, the living God. And what we're going to be talking about today is church. See, that's where it all starts. That's where it's formulated. Now, I can give you statistical information, but those things are important, but they're not important. What you need to know is how you're supposed to be living in this Word of God, the living God. And after Simon Peter answered, Jesus answered, "You are blessed, Simon, son of Johanna, because no person taught you that. It's only my Father in heaven showed you who I am." And you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, must show who you are in Christ Jesus. Not what somebody else wants you to be, who you are in Christ Jesus. So when the crowd comes around and want to do things that you know that are inappropriate, stay away from that. That's not what you're here for. You're here to honor Jesus Christ, the church. And upon this rock, that he gave Peter the keys to heaven. And you should know for a fact that you are a part of that kingdom. You are a part of that mechanism that preaches the word of God. Not what the pastor said, the word of God. Not what the deacon said, the word of God. Not what the first lady said, the word of God. As long as your mindset is focused on what Jesus said and did and showed, you're in good company. So, my beloved, with all that said and done, today's sermon topic is going to be, it's not the church. It's not the church. And I want you to bear with me as we get into some descriptions of what church is and what church isn't. It's not the church. My saints, the thing that we have to learn to focus on is what the Bible is instructing us to do. Because it says that the Bible and its acronym is very simple to understand. Basic instructions before leaving earth. That's basic instructions before leaving earth. My beloved, the truth be told, sometimes we as humans operating in this flesh can get caught up in oratorical ability. Yes, we need good preachers. We need good teachers of the Word of God. But there are times when we get caught up in the voice as opposed to the actions that the Bible teaches us to go by. The instructions, as it says, and as we go down these roads, we're dealing with people who are faulty, whether it's church leadership, church members, the body within the church. No matter who it is, we're dealing with people who are designed to be faulty, because we're all made of flesh, and flesh can be corrupted. And that means that your leaders can be corrupted. And this is why it's important for you to follow the Word of God, to study the Word of God for yourself. You can't depend on someone to break it down for you. You can read, you can understand, you can even ask God the Father through Jesus Christ for comprehension of the Word. This is available to you. And sometimes we get caught up in the wrong things, the church gossip, the things that people will say about each other that are mean and evil and vicious. And as we go down this road, you're going to experience that in the church. But that's not the church. That's man or woman or child, boy or girl, or whatever else someone may call themselves. And some of you all know what I'm talking about. It's them. It's not the church. Because the church tells you that we are supposed to love one another as I have loved you. So you don't drag someone's name through the muddy waters of life and the experiences that we have failed and some we've overcome. You don't do that if you're following the Church of Jesus Christ. You see, it means something to study. It means something to be able to articulate a point of view because you've analyzed something in the Bible to give clarification of what Christ Jesus is said or has done. It's not the church. We have to keep focus on the Word of God. And that's the truth that should be told. The Word of God. Because who cares what Sister Sally thinks? She has no heaven or hell for you to go to. Who wants to consider Deacon Johnny and what he has to say? He has no heaven or hell for you. Who has those things is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So we can't get fooled into thinking that that is the church. The church is built on Jesus the Christ, not the people that you may see every day, not the people that have lied on you, not the people who have said things about you that are simply unrealistic, because that's not your character. In the court of law, you have this terminology called hearsay. And hearsay can be very dangerous because it's not a fact, it's just hearsay. And we, as Christian people, trying to follow Jesus, get distracted by the hearsay. Now, we know where this distraction comes from. It can be identified within the church, but it's not the church. The church says, have the fruits of the Spirit. The church dictates certain actions and behaviors. The church will ask you to forgive someone of their sins because you need to be forgiven of yours. I sometimes ponder in my Holy Spirit, why do we treat each other this way? Because you don't like this person. You don't like that person. That's not the church. That's the person. And we have to realize that all mixed in together, we all fall short. There's no perfect Pastor Kevin T. Scott. There's no perfect other persons out here. We all are faulty in our own ways. But God has allowed us to be forgiven by His mercy and grace. And that's what we have to focus on. Not holding a grudge. Not kicking someone to the curb. Not putting someone down as opposed to putting them on your prayer list. See, that is the characteristics of a person who wants to help you develop in Christ Jesus. And we as individuals need to collectively help one another develop in the Christ, our Savior. We need to understand what His mission is and what's it's going to be and who we stand for in that mission of helping and loving one another. Not hatred. Not fool's play. Not adultery. Not lying. Not stealing. Not doing the things that the world has taught you to do. That's not the church. The church is full of peace and harmony. And you have to be that person that has the peace and the harmony. You have to be the person that has looked at those nine fruits of the Spirit and use them in practice to better yourself. And when you do that, you're helping other people be better, because you can then be used as an example of who the church is and who it represents. And the representation of that is Christ Jesus. I'm talking to someone here today, my beloved, because the church is full of so much animosity right now. That's not to say that the church is not doing positive things. No, it's not saying that. That's not what I'm saying. I'm telling you, point blank, dead serious, that our actions dictate the points of view of what Christ Jesus represents. The Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. It can't be attached to anything else but that. And the way you respond to the Word of God is how people are going to perceive the church. Yes, they call us holy rollers. They call us preachers and teachers of the Word of God. But if we're not doing the things that we are supposed to do, in our imperfect body, we fall short of the glory of God. And when you realize that your example is magnified, oh, they call themselves Christians, but yet this young man is trying to physically assault this older man, and this person is supposed to be the leader of a church. That's not the church. When your wife abandons you, and the vows said this, that's not the church. It's that person. And you have to look at that person in their individualness. You have to begin to analyze what are your motives, because if you do things like that, that's not the church. You can't stand in the pulpit. You can't stand before life and call yourself a Christian and be mean and nasty to your fellow man, woman, boy, or girl. You're not supposed to abuse a child. You're not supposed to commit adultery. You're not supposed to go outside your marriage and create another child and then say that you are one of the leaders. We all fall short of that type of perfection. You can be forgiven, but you also have to be able to forgive. Am I on your row? Am I sitting beside you talking in your ear? Are you getting this message, my beloved? Because I'm trying to tell you the truth. I have done some things in my life that I'm not proud of, but I ask for forgiveness from the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And from what I understand about the Word, they can forgive me. Can you? Can you look beyond my faults and see my need of love, understanding, cooperation, not manipulation? Don't use me for what I have. Don't abuse me for what I can do. Love me for who I'm trying to be every day. And we all have that same testimony. It's all that none of us have done perfectly right. As a matter of fact, in many cases, we've been perfectly wrong. But we can learn to forgive one another within the body of the church, within the structure of the Word of God. That forgiveness is allowed, and we have to exercise it. So you can't do one and don't do the other. It works both ways, for you and for me. And I don't want people to be so heavenly minded that they're no earthly good. You can't look beyond someone smoking a cigarette. No, I don't want to be in front of them. But if that is a habit that they have, that they've developed, we can help and pray for them to get better. It's the same thing with everyone else. You can't spread gossip within the church to make someone look bad when all you've seen out of them is good. Am I talking to you? Am I expressing these feelings of anxiety to you that we all fall short, but we all can be forgiven? That's who the church is. That's what the church represents. Not this stuff that we see today. No, you're supposed to honor God with your presence, with your praise. You praise Him because you say you love Him. But how can you love Him if you treat His child? Because we're all God's children. If you're His son, His daughter, whatever they may be, if you can love them, that part of them, and show it and express it. Am I sitting beside you? Am I talking to you? Can someone help me preach this message? It's not the church. It's the people in the church that makes the difference. And whether you are a large congregation or a small congregation, or maybe just a few of you gathered together to talk about the Word of God, you are the church. You are the representative of the church. And you have to show that by how you act. You can't be responsible for me. I can't be responsible for you. That's the truth, ladies and gentlemen. It's not the church. It's the people in it and how they treat one another. The instructions are there. They're clear. You know what you're doing. Don't say that you're immature or you're unwise. You don't know, because you can learn. The Bible is there for everyone. If you need to go to the library to get the Word of God. Do so. It's that important, because that who holds the key to your eternity will examine you at some point and look at what your life has produced. You can't fool God. You can't do it. You can try. You can fool me. But you can't fool him. And when you realize that, you can step to the table with a point of view that shows love, compassion, humanity. We have to get better. It's not the church. It's us. It's we who serve God. And if you're serving him incorrectly by hating and using confusion as your best tool, you're wrong. And there's consequences to your actions. Oh, my beloved, hear me. Understand that we are the church. It's not the building. It's not the structure that has the pretty walls or the stained glass. It's the people who walk around trying to learn to love each other as he has loved us. It's not the church. It's not the church. It's the Word of Living God. And when you get that, when you buy into that philosophy and you're sold out for Jesus, you too will be what he represents, what he is about. Not the fancy car, not the big house, not the nice suit and the gorgeous hat. That's not the church. It's what's in your heart, what's in your mind, how you treat me and how I treat you. That's the church. And ladies and gentlemen, I need you to get it. I need you to understand that if we do these things, we will represent him in the best possible way. My beloved, I plead with you. Learn to love. Do your best to understand this road of life is not an easy task. It has complications, detours, blockage. That's what life is. And we're here to develop who we are in Christ Jesus. That's the church. Not the attitude, not the bougie behavior, not that I'm better than you or you're better than me. All that's not relevant. Read the basic instructions before leaving Earth so that you can get to the promised land. I am Pastor Kevin T. Scott of At My Father's Table. And this sermon is for you. This Bible study is for you because it's telling you the truth. I'm not asking you for a tithe. I'm not asking you for an offering, though those things are needed if you're in a structured building. The bills have to be paid in order to stay alive. But that's not the church. The church is how we treat one another, how we love each other. Don't get it twisted. Don't be confused. If you have an ought with your brother or sister, no matter what the situation is, because it all falls under Jesus the Christ. Confess, repent, and move forward in Him. That's the best advice that I can give you. Not the oratorical skills and ability, not the yelling and screaming, not the doing cartwheels in the pulpit, not living one way but telling you how to live another. No, that's not the church. The church is how I show you love, how I can offer a positive direction. This is what the will of God is. Get the memo. Listen to it. Read it carefully. And follow it daily. And you too will be of Christ Jesus in that heavenly place when all is said and done. And your soul is rested in Him. This is At My Father's Table. And I am Pastor Kevin T. Scott. God bless you. God love you. And let us love one another.